carpenter saws a board, he puts it on something.
A vise.
Is that a vise? Or it looks like a support. It looks like this. But I don't know whether that's very... the one end would look like this.
That's right. Support. That's right.
What do they call those? Two legs like this.
Oh, a horse.
Is that a horse? And if he's cutting firewood in the old days, this goes back to your childhood, they had supports that looked like this.
That's
right. What were those called? Do you remember?
I don't know. I can't remember now just what they called.
Would that be this rack sound?
Racks.
Is that a rack? and they have a half dozen names for things to take children out of now, but if you used to take a baby outside, you put him in a
baby carriage.
Yeah. And how would you say, I'm going to what the baby in his carriage?
Or ride.
Ride him? People didn't say rolling.
They say rolling or roll him or ride him.
Either one. And if someone cuts across the woods there to save time, you say he's not going around the road, but he's going to cut.
Near cut.
Mm-hmm. And is that a catty corner?
That's right.
How do they say that? Is it catter?
Catty corner.
And have you ever heard the word cattywampus here?
No, I don't think I have.
If a car skids on the highway and he goes every which way, they wouldn't say he's skidding. He's skidding. They wouldn't say he went cattywampus.
You could. I heard that too.
That means it's out of control.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Catty biasin.
That's right. That would be what the car would be doing when it goes.
I see. So cattywampus and catty biasin is not the same as catty corner.
I don't think so.
It's not clear to me just exactly how those words are used.
Yeah. I have heard that word catty biasin. And what other word? Catty what?
Cattywampus.
Wampus. I haven't heard that word. Must you know what it means? I heard catty-corner.
Catty-corner. Mm. People use it all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when we change words to show a change in time, I know that we school teachers try to say the correct thing, but what I'm interested here is really how people speak naturally, not necessarily correct.
That's right.
I see you, I saw you, I have seen you is correct. We go to church every Sunday, we went last Sunday, and we have gone many times.
Mm-hmm.
Is correct.
That's correct.
But how do most people talk about the word sing? This Sunday she will sing in church, last Sunday
she sang.
And throughout her life she has
sung.
Talk about buying groceries, you might say, have the groceries been
bought?
That people never say bought.
No, I never say bought.
And you say yesterday they
bought.
Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about eating apples, you might say, have the apples already been
eaten?
And say yesterday they
ate.
And drinking coffee, have you bought your coffee?
Have you bought your coffee?
Have you, how would
drank.
You, have you drank, drank your coffee?
That's
and
right.
You say, yesterday, a few minutes ago, I
drank.
And talk about climbing trees, I might say, has that tree over there ever been?
Climbed.
And you say, yes, last summer, my grandson.
Climbing.
Talking about doing some work, has that work already been
done?
And yesterday they
did it.
And dragging a stump out of a field, one farmer might say to another, have you ever got that